Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Your regular program will be with you very, very shortly, but first a quick announcement from me, Chris Pajak of the Red Ben TV. I want you to sign up to Red Ben Plus. You get more podcasts in your ears every single day, man. It's incredible. Just go and do it. RedmenPlus.com. Loads of benefits. Discord servers, merchandise, discount codes. We've got it all for you. Right to your programming.
Jürgen, obviously, it's been good to see Luis Diaz training with the group. How ready is he to return to full team action? And Darwin Núñez as well. Will he be fit enough to play this weekend?
So, starting with Luis. Luis is back in small parts of training. After a very long time out, it's really fantastic to have him back. Such an energizer, such a boost for everybody having him around. But we have to, he will not train today with us. He is already outside running. So this week was the first step back into team training. Parts of it. Next week, I think we will increase that, maybe full parts team training, and then he is ready, I think, but we have to judge him every day how he deals with the intensity. So that's what we have to see. But it looks really promising. So I think we are really final stages of him being back. Darwin couldn't train for 2-3 days this week still because of the cut he got against Real Madrid on his foot, but was yesterday then back in full training. So yeah. Is definitely in contention.
Obviously, it's a big week when you look at the teams you've got to face. Starting
you think so?
With Manchester City. I just wonder, obviously, we're used to seeing you as well and City fighting it out for the title. So how comparable is it when you're facing City needing points in the title race compared to now where you're facing City, obviously needing points to continue that push for Champions League qualification, City themselves needing points as well, obviously, in the title race?
Yeah, super important game. That's the one thing is not different to all the other years, because obviously for us super important, for City super important. So apart from that, yeah, it's not. I'm not sure in the moment. It's not. I don't think it's. Could not say it's nicer to fight for the title or whatever. In the moment, it's just about we have to win football games, and you get usually what you deserve if you work hard enough, and that's what we try. But we know it's a massive game, a massive week coming up. But for tomorrow, obviously, they deserve all the attention. we should not think about the other games. And that's how we approach it. So the boys are now back. Some of them trained today the first time. That's how it is with international duties. But it's not different, no different to the City situation. For them, it's the same. So we will see. It's clear. Against City, you have to be on top of your game. You have to defend on a super high level, and you have to play football as well, because that's what normal. It's completely normal with the dominant, the kind of dominance they can show. It's really difficult to not to forget that you know, in your spells, you have to play football as well, and that's what we in the good games always did. And that's what we have to do now again. And that's it.
Obviously, from City side, there seems to be uncertainty over whether Haaland will be fit enough to play as well. When there's a player like that who's such a focal point for their attack, how does it impact your preparations when there's that kind of uncertainty as to whether you'll land for him?
Yeah, not too much, because it's the most first and foremost, but when you prepare a game, then you prepare all the things pretty much to avoid the final pass. And that's where then Erling obviously really comes into the game and makes all the difference. But if he cannot play in Alvarez's place, that does make that makes City different, but not weaker. So because City is used to play without that's Alvarez is obviously a proper striker, but they became champion without a striker, so they have different ways. Yeah, it's different, but that's the situation. I don't think City knows already who we will line up. Maybe they're not bothered, but that's how it is. You don't never know 100% who can play on Quimlin. You have to play to prepare for different for different scenarios, and that's what we do.
You've already spoken about having to concentrate on this game, but it's a big week generally. Weeks like this, three big teams in the space of 9 days, does it get your adrenaline?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's like a Champions League week. I know we are out. But you can play, obviously, if you go far enough, you can have an English team in midweek, in Champions League, stuff like this. So these things are possible, and we had that already in the past. So, yeah, super. So, I'm super excited, absolutely. But that's the thing. Look, we are not dumb, at least not particularly. So we know that we have the last game we played was in Madrid, was not a good game. The game before was Bournemouth, it was not a good game. The game before was world class. So, so we have to make sure that, yeah, that we pick up from there. Or react on the other two games, whatever. So City don't know exactly. They have to expect us to be in a top shape, and we have to how said we have to show up there and really go for it. There's no other chance for us, and that makes you want to play these games. We play City, Chelsea, and Arsenal every season, but in 1 week is pretty special. And yes, it's difficult, but it's a situation, and now we are here. Most of the boys are healthy, and let's try and help them and use them and bring them in the best possible shape, and let's go.
7 points is the gap to fourth place. Given what you just said about the Madrid game, did this mini break come at a good time then to press that reset?
For me, yes. For me, yes. Yeah. I was ready for a few days without analyzing this game again. Don't even have to talk about it anymore. But that's not what we want to be. So definitely not. So I have no problem with getting knocked out by Real Madrid. Not that I wouldn't be used to it in my career, but it's really, you can play there and you can lose there and everything. But we should show more. Than we did that night. But we couldn't. That's not that the boys didn't want to. We couldn't. So, and that's, of course, my responsibility. So, and that's not, but I still don't like the game. I was ready. And I'm ready again, now again. So, that's the cool part of it. So, it's really, you need it for a few days to just let it settle and then go again. And so, it's a big, it's 2 months. 2 months. We can reach a lot for us or nothing or whatever. While we are planning all the already the next season, these kind of things, so there's everything in, and it's we have to. This is the start, nothing else, but it's an important start.
Thank you.
Just picking up from that, then, do you feel that all the time that you've been here, Liverpool have always finished strongly towards the end, the business end of the season? Now that you've had that little break given to you, do you feel that you can find that form to do that again?
It would have been perfect to prepare then the whole team for in these 2 weeks. That would have been great, or give a few days off and then come again, because that's not difficult. But yes, it's historically we finished strong. But we have to, you know, there's everything in a little bit. Is this like last year nearly 4 trophies, and then this year early clear, this trophy is gone, and then we go out there. So it's a proper... what is that? thing to bring us down to ground again, to just understand it was never easy what we did before, and if we do only a little bit less for whatever reason, then it's gone. And that's so it's really I know for everybody around us and stuff, it's exactly like that. So but now it's clear, this is out. So now it's clear, top four is the one thing we really can go for, and we don't have a perfect position to go there to fight for it, but it's possible. So we have to win a lot of games. But other teams, the more games we win, the more pressure we can make on other teams above us in the table. And again, a lot of talk now, but in the end, it's all about how we perform and how we get into this into this mood, chasing mood, and go from there.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
James?
Going back to injuries,
just
check on Thiago, and do you have any other concerns at all?
Yeah, we have. So Nabi is out. He came back with a muscle injury from the national team. We will see how long it takes, but obviously the season is not too long anymore. Might have a chance, obviously, that Nabi comes back, but we have to wait a little bit. Thiago is in a good way, but was not part of team training yet. I think if things go well, he will probably be part of next week's team training part. Means that's overseeable when he's back. I don't think...
Joe Gomez fully up to speed.
Yes, Joe is fully back. Reese Williams has a little bit of something. I think the pretty much rest is available. So they come all back. We had little... Was it stomach bugs here and there? Is that the right saying? Yeah. So, but stopped 2 days ago, so she'll be all right.
Given the week and given the fact there are 12 big games, do you have to be mindful about team selection when you've got three big games in a week, or is it literally about picking the best team per game?
I think that's the same. Being mindful and picking the best team. So yeah, that's it. No, I cannot. So we play Saturday 12:30, and then we play Tuesday night. It's tough. London trips for Northwest teams are like, you better play Champions League game than going to London, honestly, because wherever you can land everywhere closer to the hotel all over the world than in London. So you fly shorter than you drive afterwards. So, but it's, by the way, the same when you go home. and so, yeah, that's tough. But nothing to do with this game now. We have to go full throttle in all the games. That's how it is. And that's what we try to do.
Carl?
Hey, Eric.
Hi.
This season,
your record against the Cubs top six is better than...
Oh, I thought I expect now something bad. Thank you very much. Positive. No. Not because of you, just in general. So, again, start again. I lost it.
This season, your record against the current top six is the best of those teams in that top six.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I just wonder what your assessment of that is as to why I make the case in the season when you've lost games against teams like
Why? The main reason is because we didn't play good enough. I think the two. We had an awful lot of chance against Nottingham. Didn't play a super game, but an awful lot of chance. Got a strange. Conceded strange goals months ago, but it was like this. They score their goal, and we have chances like set piece moments, verge, I think, from 2 yards, stuff like this. I think Bournemouth was not complete, but pretty similar. We had our moments, didn't play exceptionally well, but were a clear better side. But in the end, wasn't good enough. When things are going well and you are and everything is settled and confident, stuff like this, then you just finish these situations off and nobody speaks about it because there's not... On the head of a player, it's like an inch difference if the ball goes in or not. So, but in general, if you don't score, you have just to try harder, to try it differently and go again and still kill the game off, if you want. But obviously the problem was in that game again that everything changed after we were 1-0 down, now the Bournemouth game. So this is a bit the story of the season. So we had, obviously, at the beginning, you asked me constantly about first have to go 1-0 down and then to wake up. Now we go 1-0 down and everything changed in the other direction. So that both makes not too much sense, but it's kind of part of the story. That was the reason, our reaction after being 1-0 down, because it was 1-0 is just a result, nothing else. It's just one information in the game. They scored, they finished one situation off, we didn't. But let's go from there. And in the end, obviously, we missed the penalty. I'm pretty sure if the ball doesn't go to the hand in that situation, Diogo's header is in, if you watch it back. So would have then preferred that the arm is not there. So these are the situations. There's so many explanations for defeats. I'm always a lot of explanations, and you cannot even compare Nottingham and Bournemouth. But in both games, we should have won, but we didn't. So should have won because of performance, even when it was not the best performance. And in the other games, obviously, we performed better. So that's the easy explanation. And it was in the past when we had these problems, it was because we had struggled a little bit in possession against deep defending sides. Each team, by the way, is doing that, but we improved a lot in that. And this part of the game was not the problem in the games we lost, because we created, we kept the ball, possession was right, pass were right, but in the end, we didn't finish it off and reacted bad as a team when we were 1-0 down. Got too quick in a rush.
In those games against the top six, tactically or mentally, which you think made a difference?
Yeah, we should now go through all these games, but we can't, to be honest, I don't know it, but to have to be aware. We played a super game at Tottenham, obviously a top game against United. The City home game was super intense. Arsenal was a very bad day for us because Lewis got injured. The goals they conceded, the ref apologized afterwards and said, okay, it was not a penalty, sorry. But it doesn't help anymore. The goal they scored was the dead angle of the VAR. Nobody could see. So all came together. It was a bit of start of all the things. So we could have won this game against a super, super Arsenal team this season, but would have been possible. Yeah. Obviously, when we are in the game, then we are strong. But we have to make sure we are in the game. So that's how it is. That's how it is. And we have to deal with setbacks better. And that's something short, mid, and long term, what we have to work on.
Any more for the embargo? No? just 1 minute.
Yeah, just wondering, during the international break, how to use your time to plan for next season, whether that's
actually the only thing what we do in international break. Apart from having a few days off, I don't plan training sessions or what, because I don't know who's coming back, how, when, stuff like this. But yeah, we do that.
So how successful was it, do you feel, in terms of maybe what you
could, was good.
One director or potential players coming in
the summer? Well, on the player side, I'm positive, I would say. Yeah. But it's talks, it's not decisions, it's talks. But we are busy, you can imagine.
Hello, you wonderful Red Men Plus subscriber. Hope you enjoyed watching that video. If you're one of our club captains, just want to give you a heads up on the club legend tier, what you're missing out on. You're missing out on our monthly competition where we're giving away some amazing prizes. You're missing out on the Discord chat, and you're also missing out on getting...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.